Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Clover Belt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom Kane.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East High School and the first of a triple header of baseball for you tonight here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. First up, it's this game between the Wausau East Lumberjacks and the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Raiders. Then it'll be Woodchucks baseball. The Woodchucks are back in the Northwoods League and they are on the road at La Crosse tonight. Sean Kellerman will have the call of that when we are done here. And then the D.C. Everest Evergreens take on Merrill in another Valley Conference clash. Chris Conley will have the call of that in its entirety following Woodchucks baseball. Three games here on Fox Sports Radio, and this one is going to be very interesting. Rapids won the first meeting this year between these two teams, and they did it handily over at Witter Field. 7-1 was the final in that one. And the Lumberjacks have been stumbling. There's no question about that. They come into the record, come into the game with a record of just 5-11. Coming off a doubleheader sweep, a doubleheader loss to Merrill, and they have dropped four in a row again. It's the second four-game losing streak they have had this season. And, in fact, the only two wins East has in the Valley Conference this year is over their crosstown rivals, the Wausau West Warriors. Wisconsin Rapids hasn't been burning up the win-loss column. They are just 4-6 in the Valley Conference and 8-9 overall. And they will send Matt White to the mound today against the Lumberjacks, who will counter with Luke Strick. Strick has been up and down, as have most of the East pitchers. If you look at the four guys who have done most of the pitching for the Lumberjacks this season, Luke Strick, Bryce Widmark, Ben Schubring, and Willie Brand, they have struggled. I don't think there's any other way of putting it. When you look at the ERAs, Strick at 3.40, Bryce Widmark 8.40, Willie Brand and Schubring 10.82. And you look at the walks. That's been the biggest problem for this East team as far as the pitching goes, is the walk. Strick has struck out 17, walked 11. Widmark struck out 15 and walked 19. Brand doesn't have many of either, but Ben Schubring really struggling with 8 strikeouts and 18 walks on the season. And if you look at the hitters, they haven't been holding up their end of the bargain either. East coming in with a team batting average in the conference of just 209, and that's not going to get it done on most nights. They did seem to recover a bit in the second game against Merrill the other night. Yes, they did lose, but they were down big and came back and made a game of it at the end. If the low point of the season was the first game of the doubleheader to Merrill when they lost 10-3, the lowest point was probably in the fifth inning of Game 2 when they were down 13-3 and ended up coming back and scoring 9 unanswered runs, cutting the deficit to 1. They had the tying run on second base, could not get him in, ended up giving up one more run before dropping the matchup 14-12 to the Lumberjacks, or to the Blue Jays, that is, in the second game of that doubleheader. So we'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups. Take a look at the upcoming tournament, which begins a week from tonight as well. We'll do all that when we return. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In inner city, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We are waiting for the umpires to arrive here before we can get this one underway. So let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln, Matt White, the pitcher, will lead off and bat first. Derek Kraskowski is in right field hitting second. Caleb Shorer, the third baseman, hits third. Nick Jackson is at first base. He will bat cleanup. Colton Neiman is the second baseman, and he will bat fifth. Isaac Bauer in center field batting sixth. Jared Halber, the shortstop, hits seventh. Casey Esselman, the DH, will bat eighth. And Tyler Wittenberg at catcher will bat ninth. Robbie Jenks is in left field. He is being DH for here this afternoon. For the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding will lead off and play shortstop. Willie Brand is in left field, batting second. Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder, hits third. Ben Schubring is at first base. He will bat cleanup. Ian Corbett, the DH, bats fifth. Bryce Widmark is at third base, hitting sixth. Luke Strick, the pitcher, bats seventh. Sam Romanski hitting eighth, the catcher. And Tanner Denke is in center field, and he will hit ninth. Adam Peterson playing second base. He is being DH for this afternoon. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964, located on Wausau's northeast side. We take a look at the tournament, which begins a week from tonight for both of these teams. They are in different sectionals. The Lumberjacks will take on Merrill on the road a week from tonight in a first-round WIA matchup in Division I. The other first-round matchups in that sectional, Green Bay Southwest, the 5 seed, will play New London, the 12 seed. DC Everest is the 6 seed. They will play Rhinelander, the 11. And Shano, the 10 seed, will take on Pulaski, the 7th seed. If East wins against Merrill in the first round of the tournament, they will play at Bayport on Thursday, June 5th. Wisconsin Rapids will also play a first-round game a week from tonight. They will be at Wakanda Park in Menominee, taking on Menominee High School in a first-round game. Hudson, Superior, Rice Lake, Marshfield, Eau Claire Memorial, New Richmond are the other first-round games in that sectional. And if Wisconsin Rapids wins their first-round tournament game, they get a date with number one seed Stevens Point at Foucault Park on Thursday, June 5th. Both Bayport and Stevens Point as one seeds get first-round byes in the tournament. Wausau West also earned a first-round bye in the tournament. They were the 4 seed in this sectional, and they will get the winner of the Green Bay Southwest-New London game. The Warriors are in action tonight in Wisconsin Valley Conference play. They are at home across town taking on Marshfield, and as we mentioned, DC Everest is also playing today. They take on Merrill down at Mark Simon Field, and that game can be heard following Woodchucks baseball tonight right here. The Woodchucks will play at lacrosse in their opener tonight, and we'll have that game when we are done here at Jack Torrizzani Field. All right, at least one umpire has arrived. Are we going to wait for the other one? Apparently we are, so we've got a few minutes here. Looking at these statistics, you look at the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings coming into tonight's play. Stevens Point, obviously the cream of the conference, they have run away with the conference. They're 11-0, and no other team is within five games of Spash. DC Everest, Merrill, both 5-5. Wausau West, 5-6. Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids are both 4-6. And Wausau East is 2-8 as they come into tonight's play. The only two wins for the Lumberjacks coming against, as we said, the Wausau West Warriors. Team batting, Spash holds down the top spot. They're hitting .365 as a team, on base percentage of .465. Wisconsin Rapids right in the middle of the pack, hitting .252 team batting average, .374 on base percentage. Lumberjacks last in the conference, .209 team batting average, .323 on base percentage for the Lumberjacks coming into today's play. Team pitching stats, it's Stevens Point is, you might expect with the best pitching in the conference, a team ERA of 0.44 coming into tonight's play. They're in action tonight. Spash is in non-conference play. They're at home taking on the Antigo Red Robins. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back and get set for the first pitch. It's Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point on the way here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Justin Bieber, he was dissed in Monaco. Get this, he requested to meet Fernando Alonso. He was shot down. Fernando said, nah, you know what, I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that. I love it. The best part of it was Justin Bieber with Bernie Ecclestone, the top guy in F1. He hangs out, goes in there. You got to see the picture. I tweeted it out yesterday. Bernie Ecclestone looks like, who the hell is this kid? And what the hell is a selfie? He just has that look. I laugh at it every time I look at the picture. It's hideous. You got to see the picture. You'll laugh your ass off.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right. Do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay. Tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives. Now we're husbands, wives, parents, and friends. And sometimes we forget that the biggest challenge can be asking for support. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for veterans. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. It matters.
We are Fox Sports!
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Having some problems with the sound system here at Jack Torrizzani Field, but they got through the national anthem, and we will get set for action here in this Wisconsin Valley Conference game between Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau East. Lumberjacks trying to get something going here this last week of the regular season to try to go into the tournament on a high note. Obviously, every team is trying to do that, but East has really been struggling. They have had a couple of four-game losing streaks this year. They have not been able to really put it all together, either on the mound, defensively, or at the plate for most of the year. They did beat Wausau West twice, and obviously that is a big accomplishment for the Lumberjacks any season, beating their crosstown rival. Luke Strick on the mound warming up. East is in their red jerseys, white pants with the red stripes, Wisconsin Rapids in white with red numerals, red helmets. A lot of red and white in the crowd and on the field today. As we mentioned, this is the first of three tonight. The Woodchucks coming up when we are finished here. Or actually, if this game runs long, we will head to La Crosse for the Woodchucks game right around 10 to 7 or so, and you'll be able to catch the rest of this game online. Our podcasts are all available at the Everything Lumberjacks tab on foxsportswausau.com. So if we do have to leave this game early to head to the Woodchucks game, you'll be able to finish up and catch the rest of the action there. The D.C. Everest Evergreens take on Merrill today, and you'll be able to hear that game in its entirety after Woodchucks baseball tonight right here. This is the first of three games this week for East. They will host D.C. Everest here on Thursday, and we'll have that game live for you, 4:45 pregame, right before the Woodchucks game against Wisconsin Rapids, the Raptors. And then East plays Marathon in the regular season finale on Friday night, and that game will be taped delayed until after Woodchucks baseball.
For the Red Raiders pitcher, Matt White.
And Matt White will stand in and lead things off for Wisconsin Rapids against Luke Strick. White, a left-handed hitter, will stand in, and we are set to go. First pitch from Strick, fastball, and that's a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. Breaking ball that rides inside, and it's 1-1. Now Strick pitches from the stretch, even with no one on base. His last start was the first game against Merrill, and he took the loss in that one. Next pitch, breaking ball, dropped it in there nicely, and it's a strike, 1-2 now. Strick did not have a good performance against Merrill in the first game of that doubleheader. He pitched 3-plus innings, 3 2/3, giving up 13 hits and 10 runs, all of them earned. Breaking ball, and that nails White in the foot, and he will hit head to first base. So he gets ahead of White, and then Strick nails him in the foot with a curveball. And White is on.
White is hit by the pitch, brings up right fielder, Derek Kruskowski.
And Derek Kruskowski will stand in the right fielder. Widmar comes in on the grass at third. Schubring holding the runner at first. White will run for himself. Many teams will use courtesy runners for the pitchers and catchers. White will run for himself. And Kruskowski lays down a bunt. Strick's going to have to field that. He's going to have to go to first and does for the out. And the sacrifice completed. So Rapids playing small ball here in the first inning. Gets the sacrifice bunt and moves the runner to second base. The infield grass here at Jack Torrizani Field is thick, so once the ball gets out there, it's not going to roll very far. Strick had to come down and feel that one and made a strong throw and got the out at first base. One down here in the first, runner at second for Rapids, and Caleb Shore, the third baseman, will stand in. Defensively for East in the outfield, it's Willie Brand. In left, Tanner Denke in center, Cam Gritzmacher in right. First pitch is popped up, foul ground, and it looks like it's going to get out of play over the East dugout on the third base side. And it's 0-1. Defensively on the infield for East, Bryce Widmark at third, Jordan Heiding at short, Adam Peterson playing second, Ben Schubring's at first, Sam Romanski behind the plate, and Luke Strick on the hill. The stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball chopped toward third. Fair ball. Widmark's going to field. He's going to have to hurry. The throw across is in time. Nice play by Bryce Widmark. And White stays where he was at second base. That was an easy play. The ball rolling right along the edge of the lip of the infield grass. And Widmark stayed with it, made the play. And there are two down now with the runner at second base for Nick Jackson, the first baseman. Strick with a long look in, gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, that's lined towards short. Heiding bobbles, he's going to have to eat that one. That's going to be an error on Jordan Heiding. Hard line drive on a one-hopper. Heiding couldn't make the play. Jackson reaches on the air. White goes to third. So now runners at the corners with two down. And Colton Neiman, the second baseman, will stand in. Jackson jumping on the first pitch fastball. Hitting it hard on one hop to hiding it short. He couldn't make the play. So I'll see if Rapids puts on a play first and third here with two outs. Strick the stretch. The check and the pitch. Runner stays where he is. First pitch is a strike on the outside part of the plate. And it's 0-1. Nothing in one. To Colton Neiman, taking a long look down again at Coach Bob Galita. Jackson takes his lead at first. And the pitch. Runner stays again. Next pitch is outside. 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. Another long look down. You would think if they were going to do something, they would have done it, but let's see if they do it here on the third pitch. The stretch. Jackson takes off. Breaking ball grounded up the middle. Heiding's going to field this one cleanly. Has to go to first and will for the out, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks get out of it here. Rapids gets a couple of base runners. No runs, no hits. There was one error and two left in the score after a half inning. Rapids nothing. East coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckmore!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the first inning. And the Lumberjacks will send up Jordan Heiding, Willie Brand, and Cam Gritzmacher to face Matt White here in the second. Take a look at that Woodchuck schedule this week. They open tonight at La Crosse. We'll play at La Crosse again tomorrow night. Then they go to Wisconsin Rapids for one on Thursday before opening the home opener at the newly renovated Athletic Park on Friday when the Woodchucks will play Wisconsin Rapids again. And then they will get Madison coming in for a game on Saturday night. I'll be joining the new voice of the Woodchucks, Sean Kellerman, in the booth for Saturday night's game. And you can catch the Woodchucks all summer long here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. So Jordan Heiding will stand in. Heiding comes into the game in the conference hitting just 161. And Matt White, the lefty on the hill, ready to work. The wind in the pitch to Heiding. Fastball, and that's a little bit low and outside, and it's 1-0 now. Heiding has 5 hits, 7 runs scored on the season. And a couple of RBIs batting from the leadoff spot. Next pitch is low and outside, 2-0. The wind and the 2-0 pitch. That's high and outside. 3-0 now to Heiding. White ready. Here it comes. And Heiding taking all the way. Strike at the knees, and it's 3-1 now. The wind and the 3-1 pitch. Heiding's going to line that one into right field. He's hit. Went the other way with it. And East has a base runner here to lead off the game. Heiding with a ground single to right, and that'll bring up Willie Brand, the left fielder. East baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. The stretch by White, the check of Heiding. Here's the pitch. Brand squares the bunt, pops it up. It's going to drop, though, and it's going to stay fair. White fields and will throw Brand out, and Heiding's going to take off for third. Nobody was covering. There's the throw, and he drops the ball at third base. The third baseman for Wisconsin Rapids, Caleb Shore, did a good job of getting back there as Heiding never slowed down, rounding second on that bunt. Was Brand out at first base? He was. So the sacrifice is completed by Brand on a close play, and Heiding able to go to third base. Shore got over there in the throw. If he would have held on to that, I think they would have rung him up. But East has a runner at third with one out. First pitch to Cam Gritzmacher is a ball outside, and it's 1-0. Heiding recognized right away there was nobody covering third and never slowed down. The stretch by White, here's the pitch. That's low and inside. Oh, a strike call. Wow. That pitch was down. But it is 1-1. One ball and one strike. The stretch. Here it comes. Slow curveball chopped towards short. That'll get the job done. The run's going to score. The throw across is going to be in time. Gritzmacher is out, but the run will score. And the Lumberjacks have the early lead here. 1-0 on the RBI ground out by Cam Gritzmacher. And Ben Schubring will stand in.
Brings up first baseman Ben Schubring.
Schubring will hit here with two outs and the base is empty. First pitch from White is high and outside, ball one. Schubring hitting 321, leading batting average on the Lumberjack squad. On base percentage of 429. He's got six walks to go along with nine hits, nine RBIs. First, next pitch is fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike to the Lumberjack first baseman. A line by White and the pitch that bounces on the plate. 2-1 now. White almost has a slingshot type motion with his ball. He's ready. The wide. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball. That's in there for a strike. He's inside part of the plate. 2-2 now. Still cloudy, but it looks like the rain is going to hold off and pass us up here. Next pitch, breaking ball stays high and outside. Count now full, 3-2. 3-2, two outs, bases empty. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. We're in the first. And the pitch. Fastball, and Schubring foul that one back and out of play. Schubring's a junior, one of the many juniors who start on this Lumberjack squad. They're going to have a lot of guys back next year. Next pitch, ball four, it's high, and Schubring draws a two-out walk. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett, the DH. Corbett is one of the seniors. Ian Corbett, Cam Gritzmacher, Willie Brand, Bryce Widmark, Aiden Shine, seniors on the squad. But Schubring comes back, as does Jordan Heiding, Adam Peterson, Luke Strick, Sam Romanski. There's a ground ball to third. Shores up with it. Throw across is going to be high, but the tag is going to be made. They're going to ask at the home plate, and the tag was made for the out, and the inning is over. On the ground ball to third base, Corbett is retired, and East is done here in the first, but they get a run on one hit. There were no errors, and one man left on base, and the score after one complete. Lumberjacks 1, Rapids nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Fox.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizani Field. We go to the top of the second inning. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. Isaac Bauer will lead things off for Wisconsin Rapids, the center fielder.
For the Red Raiders in the top of the second inning, center fielder Isaac Bauer.
Bauer, Jared Halber, and Casey Esselman scheduled here for Wisconsin Rapids against Luke Strick in the second. Strick's ready to work. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Strick to the plate again. Fastball grounded in the hole. Peterson goes over. Schubring went over as well. Strick covers, and Peterson makes the throw for the out. Strick got over there timely fashion that time, and Adam Peterson made the play. One down here for Rapids in the second. That'll bring up Jared Halber, the shortstop.
The first out brings up shortstop Jared Halber.
So Halber will bat here with nobody on and one out. First offering, breaking ball, rides outside, and it's 1-0. 1 ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. Strick ready, the 1-1 pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. And the count now 1-2. Final week of the regular season in high school baseball. The tournament begins a week from tonight. Rapids will take on Menominee. East will battle Merrill. Next pitch, fastball grounded towards short. Heidi's got a charge up cleanly to throw across in time for the out. And there are two down here in the second inning. And Casey Esselman, the DH, will bat now for Rapids.
6-3 for the second. Home brings up designated hitter, Casey Esselman.
Esselman hitting 269 in the conference coming into tonight's play. Isaac Bauer recently called up from the JV squad hitting with the best batting average. Doesn't have very many at-bats. First pitch to Esselman is a strike, and it's 0-1. Caleb Shorer, who grounded out earlier in the game, is the leading everyday hitter for Rapids, hitting 409 coming into tonight's game. There's another ground ball towards short, hiding Fields. The throw across is going to be low. Scooped, though, by Schubring for the out, and the inning is over. A three-up, three-down inning for Luke Strick here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 1.5 remains. East 1, Rapids nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Buck Sports!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. And Bryce Widmark will lead things off. Widmark, Strick, and Romanski here in the second for the Lumberjacks. And the first pitch from White to Widmark is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. White gets the sign he wants, winds and fires. Breaking ball, and Widmark chops that one foul toward the east dugout, and he's in the hole 0-2. Widmark coming into the game, hitting 231. The 0-2 pitch just missed outside, and it's 1-2. Tough pitch to take here with two strikes. 1-2 now. And the pitch, slow breaking ball way outside. Lost the handle on that one. And it's 2-2. Matt White ready to work again. Here it is, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He was late on a high fastball, and Widmark is gone for the first out. And that'll bring up Luke Strick, the pitcher. Strick hitting just 133 coming into the action. A couple of hits. And limited at-bats. White ready. The wind and the pitch. Fastball. That's down low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. We're located our broadcast position near the Rapids dugout tonight. Next pitch is chopped up the middle. Shortstop charges. The throw across is in time for the out. Jared Halber makes the play for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski. Romanski's been hitting better. He had three hits in the second game against Merrill, all on hard hit balls, and the out that he made was also hard hit in that game. So Romanski picking it up with the bat a little bit. Hitting 273. First pitch is outside and low, ball one. The 1-0 pitch from White to Romanski, and that's chopped toward third. And the play made. The throw is going to be low. It gets by the first baseman. Might have hit him in the face. And Romanski's going to be safe at first. That ball took a hop up on the first baseman. I think it got a piece of Nick Jackson's face as it went to the screen. And Romanski is going to reach on the throwing error. That's going to be an error on the third baseman. Shorer on the throw. So two down here in the inning, and East gets a runner. Hal Daniel will be the courtesy runner for Romanski here with two down. And Tanner Denke, the nine hitter and center fielder, will bat with two down and a man on. See if the Lumberjacks trying to get that runner down to second base here. Other Valley games tonight. We mentioned DC Everest hosting Merrill. You'll be able to hear that game late tonight right here after the Woodchucks. Marshfield is playing at Wausau West. Stevens Point, a non-conference game at home tonight at Buchholz Park, taking on Antigo. The stretch by White, the check of the runner. He stays where he is. First pitch to Denke is a strike on the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Denke digs back in. White the stretch, the check, and the pitch. That's high and outside, and it's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. East girls soccer team is playing over on the big soccer field as we speak here. Next pitch is outside again. Throw down to first. It's over the head and into right field. Daniel's going to go to second at least, and he'll stop there as the throw comes back in. So a throwing error on the catcher, Wittenberg, sends Kyle Daniel to second base. And the Lumberjacks have another scoring opportunity here if Denke can dump one in somewhere. Two balls and one strike to count on Denke now. And he'll be looking to drive something in here and drive a run in. Stretch by White. And the pitch. Fastball, it's lifted in the air, short right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Here comes Daniel around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. Daniel's going to be safe. And Dinky's going to go to second on the throw home. So Tanner Denke comes through with a two-out RBI single, just dumping it into right field. And Kyle Daniel scores the run, and the Lumberjacks lead it now 2-0. And that'll bring up the top of the order, Jordan Heiding. And he will hit now with a runner in scoring position. Denke down at second base. Went to second on the throw home. Stretch by White. And the pitch. And that's grounded over toward first. They're going to feed the pitcher covering. White will win the race and step on first for the out. And the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get another run here. One run on one hit. There were two errors and one left. And the score after two complete is now Lumberjacks 2, Rapids nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here in at Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East High School. And Rapids will send Tyler Wittenberg to lead things off here in the third. Rapids still looking for their first hit of the evening, or the afternoon if you prefer. And Strick ready to work. First pitch, breaking ball bounces in, and it's 0-1. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball, it's lifted in the air to left field. Willie Brand, that burned him as he took a step in and went over his head. I didn't think it was going that far either. And that's going to be a double for Wittenberg. That ball went a lot farther than I thought it was going to go off the bat. Brand took a step in on it too, and then the ball, then he realized the ball was sailing on him and went to the fence. So a leadoff double for the Rapids catcher, Tyler Wittenberg, and we'll get a courtesy runner for Wittenberg here. And that is going to be Preston Witt who will run at second base. So Rapids in business here with a leadoff double. And that'll bring up the top of the order, Matt White. White was hit by a pitch his first time up. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. Top of the third inning, Rapids with a leadoff double. Hunter takes his lead, and the pitch from Strick to White, that's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. East Baseball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. Fastball, that's lifted in the air to center field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to drop in, and it's probably Brand's going to get it in quickly. The runner at second had to hold to see if that ball was going to be caught, so it's going to be a single for White. And the pinch runner, Witt, advances to third base. So now runners at the corners with nobody out. And Derek Kraskowski will bat. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. And he takes a long look down at Coach Bob Galita right now. Strick the stretch, the check, and the pitch. That's a fastball high. It's ball one. One ball and no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. There goes the runner. Squares the bunt. Romanski's going to... I don't know if that ball was supposed to be cut by Strick or not. He let it go through. The runner's going to be safe. So now runners at second and third with nobody out. East will play back and try to get it out here. Two balls and no strikes on Derek Kraskowski. The stretch and the pitch. There's a strike outside part of the plate. Long look in, gets the sign he wants. And the pitch, another fastball, little number. It's going to be fielded by Widmark. He's going to take the out at first and gets him. A run scores on the little chopper by Kraskowski. One down here. And a 2-1 score now, Lumberjacks lead. White advances to third. And now Caleb Shore will bat. Shore grounded out his first time up. He's got a chance to tie the game here. Widmark a little bit behind the bag at third. Schubring behind the bag at first. First pitch, change up by Strick. That was a good one. In there for a strike. And it's 0-1. You want a strikeout or a pop out here if you can get it. Stretch and the pitch. Took something off that one. Romanski blocked it. Kept it near him so the runner could not advance. One ball and one strike. Strick really hasn't been throwing his curveball for a strike much this spring. Not as much as he showed last summer. He threw some games last summer that curveball was really working. Not so much this spring. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, it's lifted down the right field line, and that is going to be a foul ball. And the count now 1-2. Just punched that one the other way, just fouled on the right field line. We mentioned Shore, the leading hitter on this Rapid squad. Mile Bauer has a higher batting average, but he only had 6 at-bats in the conference coming in. Shore with 22 at-bats, hitting .409. 7 RBIs on the season as well in the conference. Stretch by Strick, the pitch. There's a fastball that rides high. Shore lays off, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Number 3 hitter in the Rapids lineup. Strick ready. Here it comes. Breaking ball, little number. Shore fought that one off and knocked it foul down the first baseline. Stayed alive. 2-2. The stretch and the pitch. Tried a fastball, popped it up. Schubring's going to draw a beat on that in the foul territory, and he'll make the grab. He had to avoid the base runner who was coming up the first base line. And Strick gets what he wants right there, a pop-up on the infield, and there are 2 down. Runner still at third base. He's still leading 2-1, and Nick Jackson will bat. Jackson reached on an error his first time up.
Two outs and brings up first baseman Nick Jackson.
So the Lumberjacks can make a play here. They can get out of the inning still with the lead. Strick the stretch and the pitch. Fastball grounded in the hole. Past Widmark. Hiding backhands. The throw across is not going to be in time over Schubring's head. The run scores. And this game is tied. That's going to be a base hit in the hole. Infield single for Jackson in an RBI. And White scores. And we're tied at 2. Still 2 down here in the third. Colton Neiman, the second baseman, will bat. He grounded it short his first time up. Now let's see if Rapids decides to try to get that runner in scoring position with 2 down. Bob Galita flashing signs down at third base. And Neiman stands in. Runner stays where he is, and that's lifted in the air. Peterson dives, can't make the play. It trickles into right field. Runner's going to go to third. Here comes the throw. Did they get him? Yes, they did. A tag on the back. A head-first slide trying to avoid the tag, but the throw comes in from Gritzmacher to Widmark for the out, and the inning is over. So Neiman with a base hit, and Jackson thrown out going first to third from Cam Gritzmacher. That's, I think, about his 4th outfield assist this year. And the inning is over, but Rapids ties the game with 2 runs. There were 4 hits in the inning and no errors, and 1 man left. And the score after 2.5 innings of play is now East 2, Rapids 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In inner city, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Willie Brandt standing in for the Lumberjacks' first pitch. He takes for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-2 as Rapids comes up with a couple of runs in their half of the third inning. Next pitch from White, breaking ball stays high over Brand's head, and it's 1-1 now. Brand, Gritzmacher, and Schubring here in the third for the Lumberjacks. The wind by White and the pitch. That's low and outside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And taking a little time now, the catcher looks like he took that one off the wrist. So the umpire giving him a few minutes to shake that one off. And we'll get back to work. Brand digs in. White ready. The 2-1 pitch. Here it comes. Brand is going to hit that one in the air to center field. And that is going to burn the center fielder and roll to the wall. Brand's going to get a double. He'll stop at second. Willie Brand hit a fly ball that just kept carrying and carrying. The center fielder, Isaac Bauer, kept going back. Finally dove at the last moment. His head couldn't make the play. And Brand has a leadoff double here in the third inning. Once again, that ball didn't look like it was carrying that far off the bat. There's no wind here today. One of the rare days at Jack Torrizzani Field where we don't have any wind. And it will be Cam Gritzmacher who will bat now. He grounded out to short his first time up, but drove in a run. The first run the Lumberjacks scored. White with the stretch, the pitch to Gritzmacher. And that's driven on the line to center field. Playable, though, right at Bauer. He makes the play. Brand stays where he is. Gritzmacher hit it well, but right at the center fielder Bauer for the first down of the inning.
Gritzmacher flies the center for the first out. It brings up first.
And that'll bring up Ben Schubring.
Ben Schubring.
Schubring drew a walk his first time up. But he'll be swinging here, an RBI opportunity. Try to give the Lumberjacks the lead back. The stretch by White. And the pitch. That's a fastball outside, ball one. Still to come tonight, Woodchucks baseball and DC Everest baseball. The Woodchucks opening the season at La Crosse. We'll have that game for you at 7 o'clock, and then DC Everest against Merrill in its entirety following the Woodchucks. Here's the stretch by White, the pitch, breaking ball. That dropped in there for a strike. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. White, a long look into Wittenberg, gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch. Another breaking ball and another one that dropped in there. And the count now 1-2. So back-to-back curveballs, and White was able to throw them for strikes. One ball, two strikes now on Ben Schubring. Brand takes his lead at second, and the pitch. There's a breaking ball, stays high and outside. 2-2 now. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Sun trying to break through here right now. And the pitch, another breaking ball. That's outside, and the count now full, 3-2. So with first base open, now Brand's going to try to take off, and he is going to be out. Willie Brand tried to catch the pitcher and third baseman sleeping. The third baseman was playing way back, but White was able to realize it in time and throw to shore for the out. So Brand thrown out trying to steal with your cleanup hitter at the plate. trying to make something happen, and it didn't work out. Here's the next pitch to Shoebring. That's ball four. So instead of having two men on and one out, you've got Shoebring at first base now with two outs.
The walk to Shoebring brings up the designated hitter, Ian Corbett.
Ian Corbett will bat now. Brand's not slow, but he's not the fastest guy out there either. And now here's a line drive by Corbett right at the third baseman and caught for the out. So the inning is over, and the Lumberjacks come up empty. Four East here in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one after three complete remains now. Lumberjacks 2 and Rapids 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We go to the fourth inning, tied at 2. And a reminder, we will be joining the Woodchucks at 7 o'clock tonight, and you will be able to hear the rest of the game as a podcast on our website as soon as the game is completed on foxsportswausau.com if we are not done by 7 o'clock. Isaac Bauer will stand in and lead things off for Wisconsin Rapids here in the fourth. He grounded a second his first time up. First pitch from Strick, grounded towards short. Hiding charges, fields cleanly. The throw across is in time for the out. And one pitch, one out here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jared Halber, the shortstop. Halber grounded out to short his first time up.
Shortstop, Jared Halber.
Rapids went 1-2-3 in the second inning on three ground balls, with the same three hitters that are batting here in this inning. Strick ready. Here's the pitch to Halber. That's outside. Ball one.
Good eye, four.
Halber coming in, hitting just 0-45. Bounces right back to the mound. Actually hits it on a line back to the mound, and Strick catches for the out. Just a little soft line drive, and Halber is gone. So two quick outs here in the fourth inning. Casey Esselman, the DH, will stand in. He grounded it short his first time up. The sun is out. It is turning into a nice night here at Wausau East. So Esselman digs in, and Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball rides inside, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball, it's hit back up the middle. Fielded by Peterson, and the throw across is in time. So quickly, a 1-2-3 inning here in the fourth. Four Rapids, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 3.5 remains. East 2, Rapids 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Bieber, he was dissed in Monaco. Get this. He requested to meet Fernando Alonso. He was shot down. Fernando said, nah, you know what? I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that. I love it. The best part of it was Justin Bieber with Bernie Ecclestone, the top guy in F1. He hangs out, goes in there. You got to see the picture. I tweeted it out yesterday. Bernie Ecclestone looks like, who the hell is this kid? And what the hell is a selfie? He just has that look. I laugh at it every time I look at the picture. It's hideous. You got to see the picture. You'll laugh your ass off.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tied at 2. Bryce Widmark will lead things off for East here in the fourth. He struck out his first time up. Matt White ready to work to Widmark here. A wide and the pitch. That stays outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The wind and firing. Here's White. That's down low. 2-0 now. The 2-0 delivery. That's a strike just below the belts. 2-1 now. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch way outside, and it's 3-1 now. 3 balls and 1 strike. White ready, here it comes. Widmark lays off, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Count now full. The wind and the payoff pitch. Widmark chases one outside of the zone and strikes out again, and they're make that one down here in the fourth. And that'll bring up Luke Strick, the pitcher. He grounded a short his first time up.
Check out Widmark. First off, brings up pitcher Luke Strick.
Called you last time.
Strick digs in, and White's ready to work. First pitch, slow curveball. He dropped it in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Lumberjacks return to action Thursday right here, taking on D.C. Everest. We'll have that game live for you. Pre-game show at 4:45. Next pitch to Strick, foul back to the screen. And it's 0-2 now. Nothing in two on the Lumberjack pitcher. Slow curveball stays outside. And it's 1-2, trying to get Strick to chase one. He wouldn't do it. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball, that's hit down the third base line. Just foul. And the count remains 1-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports. The wind and the pitch. Strick fouls it back to the screen to stay alive. Count still 1-2. Here's the next pitch, stays high, 2-2 now. Next pitch is outside, and the count runs full. 3-2. White ready, here it comes. Strick hits it in the air to right field and deep, but it's going to be caught, run down out there by the right fielder.
Hey, good jump on that ball.
Derek Kraskowski makes the play, and Strick is gone here in the fourth inning. 2 down, and that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher.
Romanski
reached on an error back in the second, and the courtesy runner for him, Kyle Daniels, scored the second East run. White ready to work here. First pitch is a bit outside. And it's 1-0 on Romanski. And the pitch. That's high again. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. The wind and the pitch. Romanski with a big cut. Didn't get it. It's 2-1. It's a good 2-0 cut right there. Two balls, one strike. White ready. Here it comes. That's down low, and it's 3-1 now. Three and one, the count on Romanski. And the pitch is popped up on the infield. Routine play. White will take it himself, and the inning is over. So three up, three down for the Lumberjacks here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And the score after four complete remains. East 2, Rapids 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.